Gadcast episode number 313. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by Double HG and the ECA.
No, that's WOMBAT.
Oh, I got confused. Sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm so excited about everything.
We get confused. We do look a lot alike.
Right. And of course, Shipwreck.
Yo.
You're about as street as they come.
I am real.
keeping it real?
Is that what I do? Is it real? Like, I think I'm just real. I don't know if I keep it real.
No, I don't think you're even real.
I think it's authentic is the word. Authentic.
I'm authentic.
Genuine,
street.
Genuine.
Genuine.
Authentic suburban.
Right. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We have a really big show. I don't know what happened. There was like a gaming news bomb went off.
Dice.
This week, and it exploded all over this show outline. I don't know what happened, but people, I guess it's a new gen. The next generation is coming. So there's a lot of news and a lot of good stuff to talk about. I mean, I have to admit that if you couldn't tell from 1 minute ago, I'm obsessed with Hip Hop Gamer now. I was obsessed with Hip Hop Gamer before. I think everybody knew that. But now with the whole ECA, now that he's the brand ambassador for the ECA, I want to say I spent most of my day yesterday either talking about Hip Hop Gamer or thinking about Hip Hop Gamer or watching Hip Hop Gamer videos.
You have a crush, a man crush on Hip Hop Gamer, I think it's fair to say.
I'm just fascinated by the whole Hip Hop Gamer thing.
Man crush, a heterosexual man crush.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not attracted to him. I mean, he's got a nice body and all, but I'm not attracted to him.
He works out. He works out.
He definitely works out. You can actually watch him work out in some of his videos right before he starts.
Videos you've watched.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He does the curls. I mean, let's talk about that first, because I don't know, my head's going to explode if we don't talk about that first. And I have to say that Destructoid had the best headline about this. The headline is, Hip Hop Gamer is ECA's brand ambassador.
That's rough.
which is great. I mean, because it does make you wonder why that decision was made. And nothing against Hip Hop Gamer, but I like Hip Hop Gamer. I think he's a good rapper and I like watching his videos. They could be edited down.
He's a good hype
bit.
Man. I appreciate how much he loves video games.
Yes. Yes. But And you
he,
can tell
he does
this.
Have mad rhyming skills.
He's a good rapper. I mean,
I wasn't being facetious.
He sounds as good as any other rapper that I hear that, you know, that are driving Lamborghinis and have big gold chains. But Shipwreck sent me. So I guess you get the ECA newsletter, Shipwreck.
And, I do. I cannot unsubscribe from that.
There's no way to unsubscribe. So, you know, I saw somebody else write that. They said that they not only do they try to unsubscribe to the ECA newsletter, you know, from the ECA website, but they keep marking it as spam in Gmail, and somehow it still gets through, which is weird. But anyway, so Shipwreck sent me the newsletter, and it says, like, just a picture of Hip Hop Gamer with the belt. And the basketball jersey, and it just says ECA brand ambassador, Hip Hop Gamer. I don't know. It just cracked up. I'm looking at the picture right now, and it just cracked.
I like that it was right beside like things urging us on to contact our congressman about these certain bills or whatever that was going through.
Right, that's the thing. And ECA is supposed to be a pretty serious organization. They're collecting money from people, and in turn, they take that money, and then I assume they lobby Congress on our behalf as video game customers and electronic media customers. But I don't know. Ambassador has a certain like air about it, right? I mean, and when the guy is wearing a wrestling belt, and he's not, you know, and it's not like a wrestling ambassador. It just looks weird. But I don't know. What do you think, Wombat?
I have no opinion.
What do you mean you have no opinion? You're not thinking about Hip Hop Gamer all day like I am?
You know you want to see congressmen with that belt draped over their shoulder.
I believe it's now Ambassador Hip Hop. Is it Ambassador Hip Hop or is it Ambassador Gamer?
Or Ambassador HHG.
Ambassador HHG. Yeah, that's all I have. I sent you a link, though.
What is it? It's going to make me just laugh uncontrollably. Yep.
Yes, that was the plan. That was my whole goal. That's why I wasn't saying anything. It was,
is it the Yeah, I can't. Well, obviously, I can't watch this video now while I'm doing the show. What do you think?
No, but I know. But I know how hard it is for you to not want to watch
that
video.
I know. If it wasn't like this commercial for a Prius beforehand, I probably would actually watch it now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, look, the ECA. I don't know. ECA doesn't have the best reputation either. I mean, I'm sure we all remember what went down on CAG with those Amazon codes, and I don't know. Hal threatening to sue me. That was a good time.
I remember that.
Now he's gonna threaten to send Hip Hop Gamer to my house and kick my ass. That's even worse. I'm more afraid of that than
I've got 20 on Hip Hop Gamer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he could take out GP. I think with one hand tied behind his back.
Oh, no question. I would hide.
Legs tied together. I'm pretty sure Hip Hop Gamer could take out GP.
I'm pretty sure too.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly
do enjoy watching his videos, and I like his personality. This is just a really odd
match
pairing.
Team up. Yeah, it's like what if Marvel series of comics.
Yeah, it's a mashup, I believe is what they call it.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. But good luck, Hip Hop Gamer. Good luck, ECA. Good luck, Shipwreck. Good luck trying to unsubscribe to the ECA emails. And yeah. So let's go into some show feedback from last week so I can stop thinking about Hip Hop Gamer.
Okay, Triple X has to say, regarding last week's Wii U discussion, you guys know Nintendo releases games when they are ready. They don't release major franchises according to the calendar.
Wait. I got to stop him right there. Because didn't Iwata actually say they were going to... They were holding off on some of the games because they wanted to spread them out through the calendar.
Oh, I that isn't even what my comment on this was going to be, but I'll take your word for it.
He actually said that during some one of his internet speeches. He said like we don't want to release everything at the same time because we want to have games to release throughout the year. So anyway, that's go funny. On. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, they announced things early, but not like everyone didn't know a Smash Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3D, and Zelda isn't coming. Besides, if they don't say something, then the internets will assume the worst. So I'm just going to skip ahead. And that's not really what we were talking about. The problem isn't waiting until the games are ready. They should wait until the games are ready and not release them early. I agree with you, Triple X, on that statement.
Hamburgers work according to the same principle.
Yes. The problem is that they should have started making these games earlier. I don't think it's... At this point, I think it's fair to say Nintendo should know how long it takes for them to make a 3D Mario game up to their standards. And they're not saying that Super Mario Bros. 3D has been delayed. They're saying this is when we plan on releasing it. I'm saying they should have started it earlier and had the game out sooner because... You know, by next year, they're going to have more competition. When you release a great game at a time when there's less competition, the chances of it selling, of you selling that game and that console, I think, increase. And that's really the point that I think we were all making last week.
I thought the point was that the games that people are waiting for aren't out yet, so why should we buy a Wii U now?
Exactly.
I thought
exactly.
That was the point.
My point was I don't have anything to play.
That's a pretty good point.
Yeah, you haven't turned your Wii U on since December 21st. Is that what?
Yeah, I think that's. I checked out when TV came out for it, and that's the last time I've turned that system
TV?
On.
TV?
TV instant.
But yeah,
games.
There's nothing on it.
Yeah, like I don't feel bad about not having one. I mean, you think I would feel bad about not having one, but I don't.
And then today it comes out that Rayman Legends got delayed until September and is also coming out for 360 and PS3 at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, and that pissed off a whole lot of people. Have you read the Ubisoft Facebook page?
Oh, I'm sure it pissed off a lot of people because that was the next game that I was going to buy.
Are they more pissed that the game is delayed, or are they more pissed that the game went multi-platform?
Or is it being delayed so it can go multi-platform? People are a little annoyed about both. And I can understand, because I think the assumption is that the game is ready. that Rayman is sitting now in a warehouse somewhere ready to go for the Wii U. And the only reason why they're delaying it is so they can release all three versions at the same time, which I will also admit is kind of silly if the game is ready. Why not just release it and make some money on it? And then
why is this the only game that is playable on a Wii U demo unit in a store?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the only thing on that demo disc that they have in there, or whatever, or however they do it now. But everything else is just videos, and you can play two levels of this Rayman game. This is one of the games that sold me to, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get a Wii U. And now it's not until September when so many other things are going to be out.
Right, and the next gen is just around the corner. The real next gen.
There's no reason for them to do this if the game is ready now. It's very silly.
I can understand if the game wasn't ready.
Now. I don't know.
I mean, that's just it, though. The game was supposed to come out in 3 weeks. Are you saying that they waited as long as they can to say that it was going to be delayed? Game's ready. Three weeks.
Maybe Nintendo begged them.
Yeah, I think Nintendo was probably like, let's just say this is first quarter. This is first quarter, right?
I was going to say, do you think
you
that's what happened?
You change it later, guys. If it's not ready, you can just change it.
Maybe there was an exclusivity deal that where the paperwork they just couldn't come to an agreement, and they were operating in good faith up until a point. I mean, I don't know. I'm just wild assumptions.
I have no reason to turn my Wii U on until March 18th now.
What do you have then?
That is, unless it gets delayed, that is when Lego City Undercover comes out.
Ah, that game does look good.
Yep.
Does look good. Looks fun.
What else we got here from Show Feedback?
We got from the Drippa. Never have I heard someone describe GTA 4 in such a ridiculous and wrong way as Wombat did. Disliking the game is one thing, but to literally spout out absolute nonsense about a game is something on a whole new level. The story mode can be completed in about 20 hours or less if all you do is the missions. You can fast travel anywhere with the use of taxis. The dates were completely optional. Bear one time you have to go to a bar with a girlfriend for a mission. Also, very funny comment on the map, as Far Cry 3 uses the exact same way of telling you where to go. Yet Wombat seems to have no problems with Far Cry 3 as he completed it. I can also remember Wombat saying in a previous CADcast that it doesn't like GTA because of all the mindless killing of innocent people. You know that you are in control, right, Wombat? You don't have to kill anyone if you don't want to.
Wait,
just
what?
Just say you don't like the game, Wombat, without spouting absolute nonsense. The CADcast wouldn't be the same without you, Wombat, and I really like you. But please don't make things up just so you could discredit a game you don't like. I don't think I made up anything.
That you don't have to kill anybody in GTA.
Maybe you don't need to kill any innocent people.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to if you can drive those cars without any issues or just take taxis everywhere. But I don't think you make enough money. If I wanted to fast travel using taxis, I'd have to do nothing but side missions in order to have the money to do nothing but take taxis. Also, you know, and it's
I don't
driving,
know if that's true or not. I didn't have a problem using the taxis.
See, I never, yeah.
I just couldn't be interested enough for even 20 hours.
And the comparison to Far Cry 3 doesn't work either, because I think I drove a car twice in Far Cry 3.
I was going to guess that, yeah.
Yeah, where my complaint for GTA is about driving a car in Grand Theft Auto, I just don't find it fun. And I find that there's a lot of car driving in Grand Theft Auto. Auto is in the title of the game.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Wombat, did you watch The Raid?
I did.
Wow. What'd you think?
That movie is gross. Really awesome, but gross.
You should watch Dread next. I really want to,
but Skyfall is now on demand, so I need to watch that.
Yeah, me too. I saw that. I need to watch Skyfall, I need to watch Argo, and I need to watch this new hockey documentary that's coming out this week called The Last Gladiators about hockey fighting. Chris Nyland.
Skyfall is excellent.
I know, I've been dying to see it, so now I'll finally get to see it. But I really like The Raid. If you've never seen it, you should go see it, because it's fun. You don't even notice the subtitles after about a minute and a half.
Well, there's not that much. It's called The Raid Redemption. There's not that much talking. It's all ass kicking.
It pretty much is. There's a lot of ass kicking.
There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of people. You see bodies being twisted in ways that look like that shouldn't happen.
There's a point in the movie, and I don't know if it was just my imagination, and I was not watching this on my Xbox, so I know it wasn't like someone coming on. I could have swore that when they, I don't want to spoil anything, but someone gets killed, and I could have, exactly, but I could tell you off the show who it was, but I could have swore I heard the sound of an achievement.
You're kidding.
When the death blow happened.
Maybe you're just hallucinating. Were you high on mushrooms?
I was not, but I could have swore I heard the bloop.
Maybe.
It makes sense. Like in the context of the movie, I'm like, that would make sense. Yeah. Achievement unlocked.
Well, that's a really good movie. And Dread, when you see Dread has the exact same story as The Raid, basically, but it's still really good. And I rented the Blu-ray this week just to check the 3D, and 3D is pretty good too.
Excellent.
So how about some new releases?
Okay, there are some. We have some of those.
Mm-hmm.
The big one this week, well, there's two big ones. Fire Emblem Awakening came out for the 3DS, and that's been getting great reviews.
Hey, what's up with tech gaming putting this on the they wrote PS3 Fire Emblem Awakening.
They're wrong on
I
that.
I see that.
Yep.
Yeah, they need to fix this up. Tighten up over there.
Come on, Desert
Eagle. Sometimes does that to catch people who are just copying and pasting.
Oh, stuff. Right.
So that might be a case here. I'm not sure. But I've played a little bit of a Fire Emblem game before. I don't know. It's strategy RPG.
It's supposed to be great.
Supposed to be great. Maybe I'll pick this one up. I don't know.
I've never played a
Fire Emblem.
I've never played one. I just know Roy and Marth.
Our friends at 8-4 did the translation, I believe.
Correct.
Yes.
It's getting very good reviews. The translation is getting good reviews.
So that's good. Maybe it's worth picking up just because it's got clever dialogue.
Sure.
The other
just like this show.
is Dead Space 3. I also have not picked that up. I've seen that it's got, I think it has a 78 on Metacritic right now, which isn't that shocking to me, I guess. Like, everything I'd seen of it, like, coming to its release, like, they added the co-op, which I didn't really want.
You weren't missing that.
Yeah. Dead Space, I don't know. Co-op doesn't really makes sense to me for Dead Space.
I've never finished a Dead Space game.
Really?
I've gotten far, but I've never finished it.
Man, I enjoyed Dead Space 1.
Dead Space 1 was excellent. I thought Dead Space 2 was great. I liked the Dead Space light gun game. I don't know, Extraction or
right,
something.
Something like that.
I might be a little bit Dead Spaced out.
Yeah. You need to be given your dead space.
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 Right. I need a little bit of space here before I play another, I don't know,
dead
shooting
space.
The limbs off of things.
a limb eliminating simulator?
Yeah. I'd like to play it sometimes. I'm not rushing out to buy it for $60 right now.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people kind of feel that way as well.
Right. Yeah.
That wouldn't shock me.
It's been a lot of dead space in a short amount of space.
They've crammed a lot of dead space into a small space. A small time space. Also this week is there's a new Sly Cooper game on for PS3. And Vita. Cross buy. Is it cross buy as well?
It's if you buy the PS3 version, you get the Vita version. I think you can maybe buy the Vita version without getting the PS3 version. It's all very confusing.
It's right.
I know it's only $40 though, so Sony's really gone out of their way to ensure that there's going to be no marketing and everybody thinks that it's a budget title.
Right. I'm not too interested personally in this. It's supposed to be okay, right? It's supposed to be pretty good.
I might buy it to play on the Vita. I don't really have that much of an interest to play it on the PS3.
Yeah. Well, seems like a good deal, at least.
Yeah, for $40. It was just my birthday this week, so maybe I'll pick that up with
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, screw you guys. I forgot.
I did not forget. When did I send you a text message on your birthday?
You sent me a text message at 5:45 in the morning.
That's right, fucker.
You definitely didn't forget.
Well, that's right. No. I wanted to be the first person. I wanted
to
wake up.
No, I was the day before.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It was already the right day in Japan, though.
It doesn't count. It has to be in his time zone. I wanted him to wake up in the morning, look at his phone, and there'd be a big green box on it that says, Happy birthday from Wombat.
You wanted my phone to wake me up at 5:45 in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty damn funny, I think. What do you think, Chiefy?
It's pretty funny. Pretty clever.
See? Yeah.
Hey, I keep my ringer off, you know? That's not going to happen to me. You'll never get me.
Just you wait. Didn't I call you once? On your birthday, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning your time.
I wouldn't hear it.
No, you picked up.
Oh well, then I was awake. I don't know.
Yeah. No, well,
don't have a phone in our bedroom, so I don't.
It was years ago. I'm going back. I think because I was living in Manhattan at the time. But anyway, it's not important.
Right. Any other games? Any other new releases?
They made a second of those Fists of North Star, Ken's Rage. They titled it Fists of the North Star, Ken's Rage 2.
Wow. They should have called it Anger Rising. No?
It does need a few more words in that title.
What was that? Was that like a Mystery Men reference?
No, it's, I don't know.
Gosh, we don't have enough Mystery Men references on this show.
There really aren't. Bowler, Bowler's daughter.
All right, anything else for new releases?
Why do they call you the Blue Raja if you don't wear any blue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on then.
Yeah, that's
fine. How about some GoDaddy coupon codes? We haven't done any GoDaddy coupon codes in a long time.
After their commercial, Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, with the nerd being kissed by the model, supermodel. Yeah. I heard he had to kiss her like 45 times or something.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stories. You know, their sales went up like 200% after that commercial, though. So, whatevs.
Right. Let's get in on some of that GoDaddy money. So you can get 10% off any order with coupon code CAG10, $5 off a $30 order with CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Nerds will get laid if you register a domain there.
That's right. GoDaddy, go get lucky with a supermodel.
Do you want to hear how stupid... Oh, I guess it wouldn't... Could I? I just bought a domain from GoDaddy, and now I'm thinking I could have used that 10% off.
Yeah, you could have.
Because it was maybe it doesn't work for that. I don't know. Whatever. I just like randomly thought to register to try to buy cheapassdeals.com. You know, in case that we ever wanted to do like a general deal site, and just for shits and giggles, I went to check to see if it was available, and sure enough, it was like on GoDaddy Premium something, Premium Marketplace or something like that. And it was only like $280. So I bought it. But I wonder if I could have got 10% off with CAG 10. That would have been good.
Could have saved you $28.
I know. I'm telling you.
That's like a half dozen eggs in Japan.
Right. That's like an omelet here. Like a plain omelet, though.
Plain omelet. No cheese.
Right.
Cheese, that's like $40. Bacon, $130.
Yeah, well... let's move on to some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff. Oh, wait. Let's also announce the final donations for the Child's Play fundraiser. We didn't meet our goal of $50,000, but we did raise over $38,000 for for Child's Play with our raffle. And I'll have the prizes announced next week. Have the winners announced, rather, next week. So congratulations. That's a lot of money. 38 large. Nothing to be ashamed about because we didn't hit our goal.
That's okay.
Wombat, are you ashamed?
I'm ashamed for you, but that's okay. Right. You don't have to be because I'll be ashamed for you.
No. I don't know. Shipwreck, what do you think? How come we didn't hit our goal? I didn't do a good job of promoting it.
You didn't.
It's a tough economy, too. I think $38,000, it's a good number.
I'd take
$38,000, so, you know.
That's a different raffle.
To me, people are spending their money on Kickstarters. I think that's what it is.
Right, we should have done a Kickstarter. All right, let's move on to multi-platforming. What do we got, Wombat?
We've got Star Wars Pinball coming this month. That's really cool.
Finally.
And you managed to keep that secret for so long.
I think that's, I'm so impressed with all three of us.
Right.
Really me. I'm really impressed that I didn't spill it.
You didn't tell anybody?
No.
Not a person?
Not even my wife.
Wow.
The only people that I would tell that would be remotely interesting is the redheaded guy that's on the other, that's also on this call.
Right.
So I'm excited about these. These are for Zen Pinball 2 and Pinball FX 2. There's a Empire Strikes Back table. There's a Clone Wars table and a Boba Fett table.
That's good. So cool. I want the Boba Fett table.
That looks pretty good.
It does look really good.
I will have to. When it is, it's coming out this month.
Yeah, it comes out soon. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be all about the sounds. I mean.
Yeah.
You kept lots that of secret since E3, right?
I think it was before that.
Even before that, wow.
Yeah.
You good. You're good.
I don't know.
What else we got?
Proof we can be trusted.
Right.
I didn't add a lot of this stuff. Let's see.
Right. So I saw that. Like, so DICE is going on right now.
Yes.
And J.J. Abrams and... Gaben from Valve were on stage, and they announced, they did like a talk about gaming. They announced that they're working on a game together, which you'll probably see in the year 2040, I would guess.
Never.
Or never. Yeah, 2040 is even unrealistic. How many movies is J.J. Abrams working on right now? And like not just
six.
They're all like Star Wars and Star Trek, right?
Pretty much.
I would think that
in one movie about a boy that learned, boy and a father who learned to love each other despite overwhelming odds.
Right. Maybe that's what the game is about.
Pretty much.
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't.
It would make David Cage happy.
And isn't he supposed to be making a movie too? Like a Half-Life movie or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Half-Life and Portal, I believe. Portal.
Yeah, those are never going to happen.
I think a lot of these announcements were just like, yes, wouldn't it be cool if we did that? Or, yes, right. We would like to do that.
I don't think a Portal movie would be cool. No, I'm going to say no.
I'm saying that's what they basically, it's just them making vague
circle
statements that will make nerds happy.
Circle jerk.
I love Portal 1 and 2 more than 1, but I do not want a Portal movie, no. I like the mystery of those games exactly as it is.
How about a Portal music video?
It was just
a
backstory of Cave Johnson. A documentary style about Cave Johnson.
Well, that would be funny, but that should also like be like a half hour long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a movie.
All right. What else we got?
Ouya's coming.
Ouya.
It's coming in June. June. $99.
Right. And they're going to be selling them at retailers as well. So Amazon, GameStop, Target, and Best Buy.
Yeah. Amazon already has it up on their site.
Yep.
Target already has it on their clearance in caps.
I would definitely not pre-order one of these. I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea, I guess, but I would wait.
Now, I am aware that this only costs $100.
Yes.
Now, this is also, it plays Android games.
Yes.
So is it going to play the same games that, say, the WikiPad is going to play?
Yes, it's the same ecosphere.
Okay, so why would you get the Ouya and not the WikiPad?
Because the Ouya is for playing on your television. Well, although you could plug the WikiPad into your television too, I'm imagining.
I mean, I know the WikiPad
is $250.
Yes.
So get some savings there.
What's the hard drive size of the Ouya?
I don't know.
I don't know, but those games don't take up too much space, I don't think.
I don't know. I have a lot of games on my phone. They take up too much space.
The thing with the WikiPad, too, if we're comparing the two, is the WikiPad has, like, it's a fully functional tablet as well.
Yes.
It slides into a controller. Yeah, and they announced, while we're talking about WikiPad, they also announced that there's the 7-inch WikiPad is coming out first, and it's going to be $250. I think the original plan was like to have the 10-inch one or 11-inch one, and it was supposed to be like 500, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't
realize that was insane.
Yeah.
This makes a lot more sense. A 7-inch tablet with that controller for $250, that's a pretty compelling offer.
With an SD slot.
Right. With cheap upgradable memory.
Yes. It's pretty tempting. I agree. I think that, and it looks pretty too. I just, you know, and I think I'd rather play those kind of games on that kind of a system, especially that kind of a system that I could take on the train with me.
Right.
And I don't know if I would need an Ouya if they're essentially the same console.
All right, let me ask you a theoretical question for both of you guys. Would you rather have the Wiki Pad, okay? The 7-inch Wiki Pad, $250.
Wiki.
Uh-huh. Wiki. Or the Vita hardware, but the Vita hardware is no longer like the software and the operating system is not Sony anything. It's just completely wiped and it's running Android and you can just play Android games on it.
Does it have a cheap upgradable memory?
Oh, that's the problem.
That is the problem. That's the problem. The problem on the Vita compared to the Samwit WikiPad is the WikiPad has generic upgradable memory that you can get 32 gigs for about $30, where for the Vita, right? 32 gigabytes is about $100.
I don't know. It just makes me want. I mean,
despite the fact that they both cost the same in the box,
right? What about you, Ship? What
you are going to get more complete, I would say, like bigger games on the Vita.
Yes, you will get bigger games. In my world,
this Vita does not get those Sony games. It's just the hardware of the Vita.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like Kit, right? But you took out the actual like computer part.
Yeah, that's just a car.
Right.
You mean a Trans Am?
No. It's still bulletproof. Right, I know what you mean. It still has turbo. This is the worst analogy ever.
It is. It's so bad.
Right. Imagine Goliath. But it's operated by a vacuum cleaner AI. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't either. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I like the Vita hardware better compared to the WikiPad, like the size and everything.
Well, it's great hardware. Yeah.
But I hate the Sony. I just hate the Sony operating system and the whole Vita ecosystem. I'd rather just play Android games on it.
Well, they added something more to the ecosystem.
Okay.
You can now play your PlayStation Home arcade games.
Yeah, I don't want to play those. I mean, I probably don't want to play the Android games either, to be honest. But if it was just like a regular tablet, but on a Vita, you know, so you could have a regular, like, you know, web browser, not the fucking Sony one and all that shit, I think it would be good. That's all I'm saying.
I probably won't get any of the three.
Right.
I'll probably get all of them.
Just
including
just
the Trans Am.
Are you really that interested in Android games though? I mean,
no.
I think for $250 for a new Android tablet that also it has like controls, gaming
the controller.
Like we played with it at PAX, the 10-inch one,
right?
And it was fun. Like we played Max Payne on it.
Yeah, it was just big.
Yeah, it was big.
This will solve that problem. Yeah, 7 inches sounds 7 inches in your hand is pretty comfortable.
Oh yeah.
I don't know that I needed an Ouya though. Like I'm more drawn to the WikiPad than the Ouya.
I will admit I'm kind of drawn to the WikiPad also because you can kind of max that out still relatively inexpensively, and the games will be those Android games, which will be relatively inexpensive as well. But, you know, again, I also don't have a Vita, and I like your argument, Shipwreck, of, well, you will get better games on the Vita, theoretically. Bigger games, at least.
Maybe. Do they still make games for Vita?
I don't know.
I finished Spy Hunter.
There you go. Boop, 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 doo, 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 doo.
And it was awesome? System seller?
It was worth about the $10. It was fun. Like, it's not very good, but you can play Spy Hunter for a while.
Right. It had the music. That's all
you need. It had the music. Yeah. That's all really you need. You just need music and a car that has guns. And that's pretty much, I'm good there.
That's why I like Saints Row. You had the radio, and then you could just shoot. The car didn't have guns, but, you know, you had a gun. And you were
Kit didn't
car.
Have guns.
What's that?
Kit? I don't think he had guns.
Oh, Kit? No, yeah. I said Saints Row. Kit had a laser.
No, but I was comparing it to Kit.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got the laser, which was
basically. He had a laser? Like, I don't remember a laser.
In the later seasons, he got a laser. He didn't use it that much. Like, it was usually to disable trucks and things like that.
Disabling trucks. I remember right. that episode.
One thing we forgot to mention about the Ouya is that they plan to release
Ouya
a new,
or Ouya?
Whatever. Ouya. That thing that no one's going to care about in a year.
Ouya.
They said they're going to release a new one every year.
Yeah, it's another reason not to buy the first year out.
Yeah.
Wait until that, year
yeah,
two.
Exactly.
It'll be better, right? Isn't that the whole thing? It should be better on year two?
When's the Apple TV just going to have the fucking App Store on it and they're going to have their own controller and we can stop fucking around with Ouya? I mean, this is really just like killing time, right?
You said that. It's possible.
I mean, it's got... I don't know. What the fuck is Apple doing? Where's the Apple TV that comes with a controller?
So I can play the War Games on War Games iPhone game on my TV. That game's good, by the way.
War Games?
Yeah. It's based on the movie.
It's like a match.
Based on the movie. It's a match three game. It's a lot of fun. It's $1. I actually highly recommend it.
All right.
You should pick it up, especially if you're a fan of the movie, because it's, you know, it has the would you like to play a game? So.
Yes. I was a huge fan of that movie. That was me when I was a little boy. I had like the modem like that, and I would hack into government. No, I didn't hack into government systems, but I called bulletin board systems, and I made those noises. Beep, boop, beep.
Okay, that's enough of that.
All right. Let's move on. Now, there was some big news here in the Microsoft world because I believe it was Edge Online said that they've heard more rumors that the new Xbox will always be online, persistent internet connection, and with that internet connection, that will be used to block used games.
So didn't we get that same rumor about PlayStation like 2 weeks ago?
No, they filed this rumor, a patent. It was a long time ago. It was last year or sometime.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
I'm telling you.
There's something about a patent, right?
Right.
But the patent thing brought up the rumor that was a rumor previously.
Yeah.
So it's been around for a while that this was potentially going to happen. There's no way this is going to happen.
I mean, the only way I can see this happening is that if both companies somehow just, you know, met in a room somewhere and said, well, you know, let's just decide to get rid of these used games. But it seems like, I mean, that seems unlikely.
I don't know. Well, that's really the question. How unlikely a scenario is it? I don't think that one would do it and not the other.
Yeah, because that would be just like that horrible checkbox to not have filled on your console comparison page.
The Sony rumor started in March of 2012, and it came back up again in January of this month for that patent thing.
Right.
So, and then obviously the Xbox One started just now again. I think it would be unwise for one console to do it and not the other. And again, to say that Microsoft and Sony would come together in a room and come up with this agreement together is also kind of silly.
I say there's 0% chance this happens.
It seems ridiculous.
A persistent net connection?
That seems ridiculous.
There's millions and millions of consoles that never connect to the internet right now.
Yeah, no, that's dumb. I doubt they'll be persistent. Yeah, it's how else could you block used games? You know, or maybe, yeah, no.
Well, remember the Sony patent. Yeah, but it's a similar thing. Oh, no, they're using the chips, the RFID chips on the discs. So then they don't need an internet connection.
An internet connection?
You need it still? I don't. Oh, maybe it could wipe the chip or something. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a bad strategy. I mean, I honestly think that there's a lot of game shoppers out there who would just buy a lot less new games if they one knew that they didn't. You know, once they bought the game, they have no way to get any of their money back once they sell it. I think they'd be less likely to buy a new game at full price.
And I think they'd be less likely to try something they're not sure of, too.
I think it would definitely hurt game sales. I think, but you know, for the bigger publishers, for the Electronic Arts and the Activisions that make a hefty profit in their financials based off of really the Maddens and the Call of Duties and not need those smaller games. It could actually help them. And how much leverage do they have in these console making decisions?
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know either. I'm just you know, I'm playing the other side of the field, saying, you know, there's, so the best selling games of the year come from two or three major publishers. If those publishers know that people are still going to be buying those games, and that crushing the used game market will not only give them more profits on those games that they're already selling, but also help cut away from their competitors who are making smaller games, how much would it be worth to you to spend, you know, to give probably to those like console developers to get them to add that technology?
I don't know. I feel like any money that would be potentially gained by blocking used games would be lost to people buying less games.
I feel as long as, yeah, but if you're Electronic Arts and the limited game you're buying is an Electronic Arts game, and the game that's not being bought is an Ubisoft game.
Well, yeah, they don't care. But they want them to come out with new IP, too. They want people to try new things that they may not have tried before. And by limiting, taking away the used game market, you're going to, like Shipwreck said, you're going to have people less likely to give something a try, and certainly less likely to buy it at full price on release day.
Well, that's really it then. I mean, it's, would they be less likely to buy it, or would they just be more likely to buy it when it's on sale? Would they wait till Black Friday and then you?
Either way, there's, you know, they're eroding their profits. Either way,
are they? Does Bethesda make less money if I buy Dishonored used from GameStop, or if I buy Dishonored for $25 on Black Friday?
They probably don't make any money either way.
I think that they might make something from the Black Friday sale.
Maybe.
Because I'm buying it new from the retailer.
It seems like a very, you know, a very, I mean, it doesn't seem like, it is a very consumer unfriendly practice.
Oh, totally.
And usually those do not work out well.
No, and it's, but it is publisher friendly.
Right.
Maybe.
Or maybe they're going to do something. Do you think they'll do something like the online pass now, or like if you want to play, you can play it, you can buy a used game and get it working on your system, but you got to pay a couple bucks.
But how will they know that the disc is used?
It would have to be online.
Yeah.
You have to have an online internet connection or
which
some
is dumb.
Other technology.
That is dumb because not everyone has that.
Well, then they can't buy used games. But maybe
not everyone
some people will be able to use it. I don't know.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. Shipwreck says no way.
Not happening.
Shipwreck says no chance.
I don't think it would happen either, but it's a fun conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
it's There's just no way. There's too many regions that just don't have good enough internet connections, and there's too many consoles that are not connected.
Like Cincinnati.
And you might as well just wait for the next one, the next console, or whatever happens in the future, because it'll probably be all digital by then, and you won't have to worry about any of this.
That'll never happen.
What do you mean it'll never happen?
That's a ways off, too. You know how long it would take people to download these games?
In 10 years?
And how big hard drives would have to be?
In 10 years?
And retailers? We're getting rid of retailers.
What are you still gonna
Or do you buy the games digitally through online retailers that are third party? Like,
well,
is Amazon selling these games?
GameStop still sells. If people want to pay with cash, they still have to go to a retailer. You know, GameStop is doing very well selling these. Like, I read some article, you know, selling Steam cards and selling Xbox points because people just don't have credit cards. Young people don't have credit cards. You got to pay with cash.
So that's it. It'll just be cards in stores.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, because 10 years, the landscape will look different.
It's going to be a strange.
This could be a real 10-year generation.
Yep. Strange days when all you do is get a little card with some numbers on it. Type in your numbers. Get your game.
Hold it up to the Kinect camera.
There you go. Snap a picture.
No. It reads the card.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
But couldn't you just take a picture of it and then hold your iPhone up to the camera?
Wait, what?
So there's a code that the
sure.
And then you could just take a picture of it and hold the picture up and get your game for free.
Why don't I just tattoo it on my forehead?
You could do that, but that seems like it's a little aggressive just for a free game.
Right. Anyway, it's interesting. I'm excited to see what's coming next.
We're all excited for you.
For E3. I don't know if I'm more excited about this or Hip Hop Gamer.
I think it's a toss-up. You only have a few days left to wait for the PlayStation 4 announcement, so...
Yeah, they're not going to tell you anything.
It's a console.
Shipwreck, tell me what the PlayStation 4 announcement is going to be. Shipwreck knows everything.
I already said what it was going to be, I think, last episode. It's just going to be a sizzle reel of quickly cut together footage of all
Kratos,
of the beloved PS3 exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be some 360-degree rotated view of some mystery box thing.
Right. Maybe it'll be blurred out.
There'll be a lot of just the Sony circle, square, triangle, X things flying at our face.
Ducks. Right, of course. Ducks. Of
course. I heard they're going to introduce their new brand manager. Brand ambassador, I mean.
And who is that going to be?
Yo, 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 Double HG in the PS3. Four.
He's already been fired.
I don't know. I think you're right, Chip. But I think nothing will be answered. We'll learn that it's a box that plugs into into the wall, and that's about it.
That plays games.
Yeah. In other Sony news, yeah, there's a lot of bad news on this outline. Sony fired the ad agency that was responsible for Kevin Butler.
Fire the ad agency, or they just changed agencies?
Or changed. Well, isn't that the same thing?
Not really. I mean, it happens all the time.
Well, that's them being fired.
I guess. I mean, it's just, you're just going with a different. It's firing.
I'm trying to be sensational here. Come on.
Yeah. Fired is a strong word, but yeah.
Right. Okay. So they hired. So I don't know what Axe Astronaut is, but.
It's a new form of Axe spray.
I'm a big fan of Axe. I would like to be the brand ambassador for Axe. I've been using Axe since day one. And I had to live some very lean years in Tokyo with no Axe. It wasn't easy. I feel like I could bring the Axe message to the world. Thank you. Yo, yo, yo! I like Axe! Ask me no questions about Axe. In other Sony news, PlayStation sales are down 15%, and Sony has lowered their Vita sales forecasts again. So it was originally... Basically, their forecast fell 50% in 8 months.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised they changed agencies, but, you know, it's not unusual. It's not like crazy, oh my God, they changed their agencies.
You still talking about the agency?
Yeah. Sorry.
Did that ever come out?
You're only allowed to, like, interrupt my talking with Hip Hop Gamer things.
You know what's funny is I was correlating the change of agency with the sales dripping. Dripping? Dropping. Wow.
I'm pretty sure it has nothing to do with it.
That's really the question. That was the question. Do you think that they had a bad advertising campaign that Kevin Butler didn't deliver?
I don't think Kevin Butler was the problem.
I don't think you can... I don't know what you advertise the Vita as.
The handheld for someone who doesn't need a handheld.
Right. Well, unfortunately, not many people are buying them, so they had to reduce their forecasts. And yeah. I don't know.
But they won't lower the price on it, which is weird.
They probably can't. I mean, it's an expensive little device.
Mm.
I mean, if you think about it, like $250 for that thing, it does a lot.
Do you think they sit in boardrooms and just wonder why no one buys it?
Yeah. What's wrong with these people who aren't buying our Vita?
Yeah, why aren't they buying it? What's missing? It does everything.
Quick, Wombat, do your Japanese accent.
No.
Not that you have a Japanese accent, that you do.
I'm not the racist one on this podcast.
Right, exactly. Trying to set me up.
A little bit.
I'm trying to set you up. So yeah, poor Sony, I guess. And also, I don't know, Digital Foundry took apart the Wii U and they basically said there's no way that the games that are going to be running on PS4 and Xbox, whatever, are going to be running at the same fidelity on the Wii U. It's just, the quote is, the hardware is in a completely different league. Not in a good way, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Did we need somebody to take it apart to confirm?
To know that?
Yeah, did we need to be told that?
Reggie came out and said that, basically has come out and said the opposite. So yeah, the official line from Nintendo.
I would too if I was Reggie.
Well,
yeah,
I know,
kind of
but
his job.
But he's lying.
He's a puppet. He's a corporate puppet whose job it is to stand in front of podiums and say, my thing is the best. That's all he does. That's all he does for a living.
You think he's good really at it. All he does.
He's good at it.
That would explain a lot why Nintendo's, you know, having problems with the Wii U if that's really all he does.
I'm pretty sure that's it at this point.
That's the problem. All right, Reggie.
Wombat get to work. Says, do something. Do
stop
something.
Stop lying about the Wii U and do something. That's not lying about the Wii U.
Exactly.
I see.
Stop, well, stop lying about the Wii U and finish that Mario game, Reggie.
Get to work. Mario can't draw that red suspenders himself.
Exactly. Before we move into the CAG bag, I wanted to say that I saw on The Verge, I was reading about this new app for the iPhone called Mailbox, which is supposed to be like a really awesome Gmail client. And I downloaded the app, and basically all you're doing at this time is you're downloading the app to reserve your place in line to get your actual mailbox. So the app is useless until like they activate it for you. I guess this is beta. And it tells you how many people are in front of you online. There's 398,596 people in front of me online. So I guess I'm not getting this mailbox app. But it's supposed to be really good.
At least you don't have to wait online in the rain.
Right. And it also tells you how many people are behind you online. It's pretty interesting. I can't believe like I'm waiting online on an iPhone app on my iPhone.
Well, you're not really waiting for anything. You're going about your regular business, that's and eventually true. It'll just pop up on your phone.
Right. True. That is true. Yeah. Let's move on to the CAG bag.
Sure.
Hustler Kid writes in and asks, I was wondering which company each of you thinks has the best momentum going into this next generation and why? And he goes on to say, I feel like Sony had some good momentum going in just because they are still working on AAA games like The Last of Us and God of War Ascension.
I'm going to say Microsoft because they're still selling a lot of consoles.
Shipwreck?
I'm going to say Microsoft because they're not working on AAA games so much for the 360. I mean, they got Gears of War Judgment. It's not really Microsoft, but it might as well be.
Right, it's an exclusive.
Yeah. But I think they're probably working on stuff for the next console.
Like Halo 5.
Right, the new Forza.
So yeah. I don't know. I have a hard...
I don't think like, Sony has... I think Sony has negative momentum.
Yeah, it's whatever console you like most is probably going to be the one you're going to say has the most momentum. And I think... I don't know. The 360 right now has more momentum. Like, it's got what I feel are better exclusives. It's got fewer of them, but they're what I want to play.
Yeah,
didn't you see all the news coming out of DICE? What's his name? Spectre, Warren Spector, Epic Mickey guy, yeah. And David Cage from Heavy Rain. They said no more games with guns. People, you should stop making them.
You should buy games that you don't buy.
Yeah, these people should be doing unique things, or games will never evolve, and all other sorts of bullshit that really is useless. Useless.
Right. Lame. I don't know. Yeah, I mean. Just to answer his question, Sony, I don't see how you can say Sony has momentum. I mean, they've been hemorrhaging market share since the original Xbox came out. So, and it's just been going downhill since then. So Sony's Sony has reverse momentum. What is that called? I'm not a scientist. I don't know. Let's see what we got here. Breathcore says, hey, CADcast, I was just wondering, what games do you still go back to today that you've been playing for a very long time? Not exactly which you play the most, but for example, I've been playing a skirmish or two quite often ever since the release of Halo Wars, and I still actively play Skyrim and have since 2011. Wombat, have you been going back to playing any games?
I played 7 hours of Skyrim in the last 5 days or so.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Well, I downloaded all that DLC when it was on sale on New Year's Eve.
Ah, okay.
And I finally said, okay, I'm going back to Skyrim. And you know what's still awesome? Skyrim. I've been playing the Hearthfire DLC, which I got when it was $250.
Is that the one where you make your own house?
Yeah, you build a house. It's so weirdly addictive.
Really?
Yeah, I really like building my stupid house. I'm walking, going from vendor to vendor to find hay. Who's selling hay?
Why can't I find any hay?
Someone around here's got to be selling hay. I ran out of wood. Oh, I have to make more nails. And I spent like 5 hours. And I haven't...
looking for nails?
Well, you have to get the iron ore and make nails. But then I would run out of wood, so I'd have to go get wood. And then I'd run out of rock, so I'd have to go get some quarry, some rocks.
It sounds
and...
kind of like Minecraft.
It's not as open as Minecraft is. And it's not as... vague as Minecraft is. It's very specific. Like, this is the house you can't build all. Well, you kind of can build different types of houses, because you can build there's a little hut that you start off with, and then you can build a larger extension that goes in the back of that house, and the little house just turns into the front hall. So you build those two large squares. Then from there, you can either do, I did a bedroom extension. I know, it's trust me, it's just, the jokes right. You're making are total, the laughs are totally necessary.
I picture you holding like a feather duster in one hand while you're playing this game.
Oh, it's, and then you could like, then you can decide, well, okay, you could, because you have all sorts of different options, like 6 different options, but you only have 2 places that you can build an addition. So you have to decide which additions you're going to build in those locations. And I went with larger bedrooms, and I forget what the other one was, maybe storage. I don't know. I also have like an, you know, I put a stable there and a farm, and yeah, it's. Right. I'm waiting for it to be finished, and then I'm going to move my family, because I have a whole family now. I have 2 children in Skyrim, and we're going to move to the country house down south.
You have a life plan.
I have a life plan for my character in Skyrim. I barely touched Dawnguard, which was the other one that was on sale. When I finish those two, I'll probably get the big one.
Dragonborn.
So, Dragonborn, yeah.
Right. Once your family is set up.
Once my family is set up in their new home, I will, yeah, whatever, it's fun. The kids are cute, actually. They say fun things. You can play tag with your children around the house.
Don't you have real kids?
Screw them. These kids, when you say go to bed, they go to bed.
Right, and you don't have to wipe their ass.
Exactly, and the mom will go and like sit on the end of the bed and watch them sleep. It's a little creepy.
So, you know, we forgot to mention a couple of things. We forgot to mention that IGN was bought by Ziff Davis.
Which is odd, because now they own 1UP again.
Now Ziff Davis owns 1UP again.
Yes, Ziff Davis owns 1UP again.
But Ziff Davis doesn't even own Ziff Davis anymore.
No, it's a different company, essentially.
Because they were sold the end of last year.
But I think they might still be in the Ziff Davis building, but I'm not sure.
I see. So yeah, that happened. And also, yeah, maybe that's the only thing we need to
do. I worked for Ziff Davis once.
I know the Ziff Davis building. It's like on like 24th Street or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I worked there in 1999.
It was like a nice glass structure, and it had free magazines in the lobby.
It had tons of free magazines. I used to like, I was living at home at the time. Right. I would come back home with like magazines, stacks and piles of magazines. And they would, like, their big thing is they would always mail to people backpacks with that had like the PC Magazine logo on it. So I would fill up a backpack with magazines and head home. I was a model employee. I was there for about 6 months. It's good times.
Let's move on here. Back to the CAG bag. Detective Conan 16 writes in and says, some say that the next PlayStation or Xbox is coming too soon or too late, but one has to wonder what new features they can offer gamers that the systems they have can't offer. Online gaming and DLC can always be made better with some software updates. On the hardware side, the only things these systems have going for it is just better graphics, especially when they don't want to subscribe to the gimmicks that Nintendo has, which some feel is inferior. And basically wants to know if we think the next generation is really going to be worth draining our wallets.
I don't know.
We don't know anything yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be worth it. It may not be. There's a very good possibility that we're going to see something in 3 weeks and then 4 months from now that we'll see and be like, yeah, I guess. But I guess something.
I don't know. I think you're going to see better integration of, you know, how like Xbox right now and PlayStation, they both have all, you know, they're trying to get these video apps on there so you can watch Netflix and Hulu and all that shit. I think you'll see like a much tighter integration.
Sure, because they shoehorned so much into these consoles this generation. It's pretty amazing how flexible they made their like back end to where they could put all this stuff in later.
Yeah, right. it's completely changed. If you think about the Xbox 360 when it first came out,
which was amazing. Now, like, what a step up from
the Xbox. Like,
Xbox, yeah, just turning on and like having very limited menu options.
Do you remember? I was gonna say, because I remember turning on my Xbox and always it just going straight to the game because there was no reason to be in the menu for the Xbox.
Right.
And now now I turn it on and I'll spend like 5 minutes in the menus, or I'll see if there's anything new on Netflix. You are right; it's pretty remarkable. So here's my question for you guys: What is the one game that if they said game X is coming out for console X, you would buy it just so you could play that one game? Is there a specific game that if the consoles launch with, you'd feel you have to buy it?
Well, I would buy both anyway. I mean, you know what? The games are almost not the most important thing for me anymore on the console because, I have the computer and that'll be able to play, everything fine, except for exclusives, obviously. And I'm sure, we're going to get we get next gen versions of all the games we like now. But I find myself using Apple TV a lot. And if one of these guys can somehow make a better version of Apple TV, I would like to see something where, like right now, and this is true on Apple TV, Xbox, and PlayStation, there's no like central like search, right? Like if I want to see, like I'd say I have Netflix, I have Hulu, I have, I don't know what the other ones are, Roku, whatever those apps
Crackle.
Are. Crackle. I want like a centralized search. So I want if I want to watch The Office, I want to see if that's available on Netflix or what. I don't want to have to go into each app.
You could do that on.
You want Boxy.
You could do that on the Xbox now, though.
Xbox will search Netflix from their search?
From Bing. Yeah. Just go to the Bing and say
Netflix, it'll search?
Say Bing The Office, and I'm pretty sure it'll show up. Try it. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I don't like to Bing things.
You've never actually tried this, have you, Wombat?
But you're saying that it works. It seems that that's not going to work, Wombat. I think it'll search their own, the Microsoft video store.
Maybe.
Whatever they call it. Zune? Is it Zune? I don't even know what they call it.
I don't know.
I would just like to see all that shit integrated. Because the only way to do that now is like on an app on your iPad, which is fine, but it should be integrated. And Apple TV, the fact that Apple TV doesn't do it is pretty weird. So I think we're going to see like stuff like that happening in the next gen, because these guys, they want to dominate your living room, and games is just a small part of it.
It's not just graphics that'll be better either. It'll be AI.
I want loading times to disappear, especially if I'm installing games onto my hard drive.
That's probably not going to happen.
I want PC level loading times.
Yeah.
Why is that impossible? Why?
Not enough memory, probably.
I don't know. If I'm installing the game.
No, I mean preloaded. Memory, system memory.
I know.
Yeah, we're going back to the RAM conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much RAM... much RAM should these consoles have to be next gen?
Four RAMs.
Four RAMs? That's a lot of horns.
Between four and six RAMs.
Whatever.
Is a sweet spot.
You're a dick.
I know what you're saying. If you saw like what the Dishonored load times, you would just laugh on PC.
That's what I mean. And there's no reason why they can't shoehorn that into a console. I don't think it's that expensive.
Right. You also think that you could search Xbox for Netflix.
I don't know if you could search Netflix, but I know you could Bing and it'll tell you if something's there. You know what? You could kiss my ass. How about that too?
I'm going to Bing you later.
Have you ever done that on your Xbox? Have you ever Binged
it? I think I tried it once and it didn't work. Like, it just wouldn't even recognize what I was trying to say.
The only time I've ever done it is when it's accidentally picked up just like me and my wife having conversations.
Talking about Bing? You guys talking about Bing a lot?
It'll think something sounds like Xbox Bing. And like then I walk around for a half hour just like saying words that I think I said just to see what I fooled the Xbox with.
Right.
Like, that's good the work. Greatest feature of Xbox being in this household.
It's trying to figure out
it gives me a game to play to figure out what word sounds like Xbox Bing.
Right. It's like a metagame. What have we got here?
I've been playing Ni No Kuni.
How's that going?
I'm pretty far along. I think I'm 48 hours in. And I'm close to wrapping up the main story.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a fun game.
So I've heard. Pretty too. I played that that Lord of the Rings game that's free on PlayStation Plus. The MOBA, the Lord of the Rings MOBA, Battle of Middle Earth. It's good. You started playing it? Yeah, I played it last night.
Oh, okay.
It's free on PlayStation Plus, so it downloaded really quickly. So I don't know what the issue I was having, you know, last episode. It seems to have fixed itself because I had no issues getting it to download in like five minutes. And yeah, I jumped right in. It's a little confusing because I've never played a game like that before. Like the whole setup and the menus are not laid out very well. But once you're like in the game, it's fun. I mean, you know, I think it is. I played for about an hour. I did a mission with just all AI because I didn't want real people to see how terrible I am.
Right.
And I played as a dwarf, which might have been a mistake. I think maybe I was playing as a character that might have been a little too advanced for me. But I lost big time.
Right. So. You going to stick with it and become a MOBA master?
I doubt that, but I'll definitely play it again. It was fun.
I have a game for us to play right now.
Okay.
I just put a link in our Skype.
I opened the link, yes.
Okay. This is a limited edition Xbox controller. Can you guess what game it's from?
It's Tomb Raider.
Oh. How'd you know?
Because we've seen it on every website on the planet.
Oh, you guys read game websites?
I kind of like it. I kind of want that controller.
It's classy. Does that look anything like Tomb Raider to you?
What is Tomb Raider supposed to look like? Should it just be a giant set of tits with joysticks sticking out of it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, tit sticks.
Or like a nice tushy.
Nice way to go, tit sticks.
What? Does she have maroon shorts on at any time? Is it her shorts?
I don't think so. I think those are like khaki. She wears khaki shorts.
Yeah, why is it red? Blood from all the blood of her enemies?
Yes, the blood of her enemies. The blood of her enemy shall flow on her new controller.
Yeah. I don't know. That doesn't look like... Somebody wrote in. Who wrote in? And showed the, Mr. Suborbian said it was... it's inspired by Lara's iconic climbing axe and bandages.
Oh, those iconic bandages.
Right. He writes,
Slash
did you know she had an iconic
climbing axe?
I didn't know she had an axe.
She uses her fingers.
Right. Like you said, they just can't put like a pair of tits on the controller.
Well, they could, but
Walmart wouldn't sell it.
Yeah.
I like that controller though. It's
classy looking.
It's kind of cool looking.
There's a lot of ugly controllers out there, so this one looks pretty good.
That one is not ugly, yes.
Correct. Lastly, Turnusoff wrote, just read in another thread about a fellow keg who's okay with the idea to buy a gun for self-protection. What is your stance on that? Do you own any guns? And I'm imagining that things are different in Japan. I'm guessing Wombat doesn't have a gun.
I do not have a gun. No, not in the house, no.
Shipwreck, you live in like the wild, wild Midwest. Do you own a gun?
That's what we call it.
Wild, wild Midwest.
How many guns do you own, I mean?
I don't own any guns.
Not even a light gun? How many light guns do you own?
Oh, I have
40.
I have the original Nintendo one, the orange one. There was like an off-brand blue wireless one. I've got the Super Scope.
I knew it was a lot.
I've got the Silent Scope rifle for the Xbox.
What about that? What was the Genesis one? The Menacer?
The Menacer? I don't know that I have a... I'm pretty sure I don't have a Menacer.
Loser.
Well, that gives me something to buy now.
It does.
Right, right.
I'm glad that we brought this up.
Yes.
I have
my RoboCop airsoft gun that doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. I have my shotgun from Dangerous Hunts.
Right. Yeah, you can't have a gun. Guns are not allowed in Japan. Although there's some exceptions, like you can own a shotgun, but there's so many like rules to it that just nobody has it. So, yeah. No guns. I don't care if people want to buy a gun in America. Go buy a gun.
When I was in college, I lived with three other guys in a four-bedroom apartment, which makes sense. Two of my roommates were avid gun enthusiasts, and there were many, many guns in that apartment, like 7 guns in that apartment.
Right. I think you're more likely, if you own a gun, you're more likely to shoot. They did a study, and you're basically more likely to shoot somebody, a member of your own family, than you were, you know, an intruder or something like that. So there you go.
Guns.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I got guns. Pythons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to wrap things up. I got to go pick up Ty.
Okay, you go.
Daycare. But thank you, everybody, for listening. I want to remind you all to follow us on Twitter. Hip Hop Gamer Show. No. GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And Facebook.com /CheapAssGamer. And GoDaddy, 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, $7.49 domain registrations at CAG domain, with CAG domain at GoDaddy. Don't forget to listen to Wombat's other podcast called
Uninformed Opinions on iTunes.
How's that going?
It's going really well. We've got a decent amount of listeners. Cool. I've gotten some really good feedback from people. People seem to really like it. I'm shocked. Which
number is higher, the number of your listeners on that podcast or the number of light guns that Shipwreck owns?
It's probably even.
It's probably close.
It's a very close match.
Excellent. Well, Shipwreck, any other podcasts that you're promoting?
You can listen to old episodes of CAG 4 Play to learn about all the new releases from 3 years ago.
Yes.
What's coming out 3 years ago. Those are pretty good. I think you'll like them.
Right. You can get the whole collection. Excellent. Well, thank you everybody for listening. I'm off to Osaka this weekend to visit with Osaka Grandma, and I think we're going to Universal Studios, Japan.
Oh, nice. Well. Cool. Say hi to Jaws.
Yeah, it's going to be so crowded. It's going to be just like, I have a feeling we're going to walk in and walk out.
I'm getting a blizzard. Blizzard.
Nice.
Yeah, wish me luck. Hopefully everything is fine, and the only thing I have to do on Saturday is shovel.
As opposed to what?
Like not losing all my power.
Oh, right.
Having my roof collapse.
Right.
These are all things that could happen when you get 2 feet of snow in an area that's used to not getting more than like 8 inches at a time.
Right.
So.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
And we will see you next week if Wombat's still alive.
Bird's done.
What's this, Joey?
A birdhouse I made in woodshop.
Neat. Take you long?
About 3 weeks. Sawing wood, sanding.
Ta-da!
Hey, you made one too. But your roof is different from mine.
But it's being burned just the same.
Well, the same, but different.
Right. Different, but the same.
Just like you